Another way to move forward in your life, profession, career is to either join or create a mastermind group. Now, a mastermind group is two or more individuals that are like-minded, that can trust each other, that join together in some periodic time, usually on a weekly basis. They can meet in a library or at a restaurant or like I did with Chip Collins at a deli or in an office like Jack and I have met. And then you bring in other like-minded people and you put them on probation for 3 months. But they got to have the spirit of cooperative harmony, and everybody's got to know the other people's motives and what they want out of it. If everybody's putting in with their whole heart, mind, and spirit, it's amazing what can be done. Anytime you get two minds together, you create a third new synergetic mind. When I do seminars, I have the whole audience close their fist and then extend their two index fingers, and I say, put them together so they're parallel, and I say, 1 and 1 equals 11. That's the power of a mastermind group, and Jack and I have that kind of mastermind. Basically, I'm the outside guy, he's the inside guy. I'm a macro thinker, he's a micro thinker. In high school, I was part of the class that made the upper half look good. Jack in Wheeling, West Virginia, did so well that he got scholarships to go to Harvard. You don't have to be smart, but you got to hang around people that are smart. Now, what we're dealing here with is principle, and anyone can get into the principle and make things happen at levels they never thought. But you've got to be like-minded, you got to trust, depend, get together on a regular basis, agree what you're going to do, and then go do it. Not long ago, I was talking in New York City to 9,000 chiropractors. I was the first speaker on in an evening program. Tony Robbins, who we've talked about elsewhere, was the second speaker. After it's all over, this is the first time he and I have really had time to synchronize in time and space. Tony and I are talking, and I said, look, you and I are teaching essentially the same principles, and somehow I'm blown away by you, but you are making over 100 times what I'm making. Please explain to me why. He said, tell me about your mastermind group. I said, well, every one of the people's a millionaire. He says, there's your problem. I said, excuse me? He said, what's my problem? And I couldn't see it because remember, I said, your perception creates your reality, and at some levels, your perception is your reality. And if you hang around people making $1 million, your perception becomes that everybody that you know could make $1 million. Tony said, what happens is everybody in my group is worth over $100 million. I mean, the lights went on for me. I immediately dropped it. I called Jack. I said, this is it. What we're going to do is we're going to form a new mastermind, this time with billionaires, because it doesn't take any longer to make a lot than a little. Now you say, well, what is the principle there? There's as much life in an ant as an elephant. Every human being has the same 24 hours, whether the name is John Rockefeller, Andrew Carnegie, Bill Gates, Mark Jack, or you. All of us have the same 24 hours. What happens is that when you change your awareness, you change your consciousness, you up-level and upgrade your thinking, you automatically upgrade the results.
Now, Mark shared with you the basic principle, the theory, the incredible power of a mastermind group. But since he's referred to me as the micro thinker and him as the macro thinker, let me give you some micro on masterminds. What you want to do is make a list of 5 or 6 people that you'd like to be with on a weekly basis that are from different businesses, different perspectives, that have similar interests that you do, that want to achieve more financially, that want to be better parents, that want to focus on their health, whatever the focus of your mastermind alliance is. Pick a time to meet. You want to have at least an hour. Mark and I used to belong to the Inside Edge. We would meet from 6:30 to 8:30 every Tuesday morning at the Beverly Hills Hotel. And by 9 o'clock, we were all at work. But from 6:30 to 8:30, we were listening to a motivational speaker. We were breaking into small groups. And then we were talking about our goals. We were deciding what we were going to do that was a breakthrough that week. What requests were we going to make? In our case, like getting a TV producer for our TV show. And what you do is you divide that hour or 2 hours up, and you divide it up equally among all the members of the group. And what they each get is to be the focus of the group for that time. And then you can ask for anything you want. You can ask for people to give you feedback about your sales proposal. You can say, I want to get funded, but I need 8 or 9 leads. People can give you leads for funding. You can say, you know, I have a problem with my child, and I don't know what to do. Those of you that are parents, would you give me some information? So everybody's getting information, feedback, practicing, getting kicked in the butt and motivated a little more, held accountable to go for the goal. And then at the end of the group, you each go around and everybody shares something they're going to do as a result of this meeting that they wouldn't have done otherwise. In our case, it was we're going to call 3 television producers and see if we can set up appointments. In someone else's case, it might be, well, I'm going to go and I'm going to exercise for a minimum of a half hour every day. And for someone else, it might be, you know, I'm going to go to my boss, I'm going to make that proposal and see if I can get myself that ability to work at home and have my home office. You come back the next week and you start by sharing, what did you do? Did you go for the dream? Did you take that risk? And you don't get to talk about it if you didn't do it. You don't get to make excuses. You simply say, thank you, next. You only get to talk about it if you did it, which reinforces the positive. If you do this kind of mastermind alliance on a regular basis, you'll find that you get more information, networking, support. It keeps you focused on your dream, focused on your goal, and you start to move.
What Jack's been telling you about a mastermind is true, and sometimes we got to start in a mastermind and you got to stumble through one or two until you really get to that other person that resonates like Jack and I do from core essence to core essence. In my first real attempt at an adult mastermind group, we had 7 or 8 people. We had a minister, we had the head of Chase Manhattan Bank, we had a salesman and a few other people, an insurance agent. But one day, a guy brought his real problem. He says, my wife's divorcing me, and he was earning back then a fortune, $150,000 a year, and she's going to take half my income, so I'm going to get her, I'm going to cut my income in half. And I said, would you be open to a question? He said, yeah. I said, rather than cut her income in half, why don't we double, triple, or quadruple your income? And then rather than coming out of spite and coming out of lack, you come out of surplus and largesse, and you don't feel bad. You feel glad. You feel happy. You feel excited. I mean, at one time, this is a lady of your heart's desire. You loved her with every atom of your being, and you said, please, please, please marry me. And I said, I understand that things have transitioned now, but why don't we do this in the best of all possible ways? That's what a mastermind does. It allows you to exalt your spirit, exalt your thinking, and go to imaginative territory with like-minded friends so you can take the whole world to an advancing state.
One of the mistakes that people often make is they think they have to be accomplished. They think, well, why would anyone want to be in a mastermind group with me? I don't know that much. Well, the reason they'll want to be in a mastermind group with you is because you're the one putting the group together. You're the one offering the invitation to the party. That's what you offer to the group. And so what happens is you earn your presence by being the one that puts it together. Another mistake people think is, well, if I don't have anything, what's the point of even starting? How can I try? When I was living in Chicago, I ran a seminar for people on welfare, and there were several women living in Chicago's Cabrini Green Projects. It's probably one of the worst ghettos on the planet. And these 2 people decided that they wanted to get out of the ghetto. Now, they knew they couldn't do it alone, so they created a mastermind alliance. They got 5 or 6 other women in the project, and they said, look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to create a child care collective. These were all single moms with several kids, and it was really fairly unsophisticated. It went like this. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you take the kids. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we'll take the kids. And then on the days we don't have the kids, we're going to go to the local community college, and we're going to take a class in how to type, office skills, how to use a fax machine. As a result of that, after 2.5 years, they all graduated from the local community college. They got jobs in offices, and every one of them moved out, not only of the inner city ghetto, but out into the suburbs of Chicago, where they were able to individually make down payments on houses. So the reality is, it doesn't matter how poor you are, doesn't matter how uneducated you are. What matters is your level of commitment to start using these principles, and they'll take you exactly where you want to go.
We want to share one other piece of research with you that we think is just so exciting, and that is you may be able to ask for a raise and get it. Research shows that it pays to ask for a raise. USA Today published the results of a survey of the heads of households conducted by the Lutheran Brotherhood, in which they found that those people who had asked for a raise in their current job got it more often than not. Watch this. 45% of the women got it. 59% of the men received one. So your chances are 50-50 that you'll get the raise simply by asking for it. Remember, once again, the worst thing that can happen is they'll say no. So what? You don't have anything to lose, and you got everything to gain by asking. So by all means, ask.
So you can ask for anything you want at work. You can ask for a promotion. You can ask for a raise. You can ask for a job. You can ask other people to meet with you in a mastermind alliance and support you in developing your career, getting your goals achieved, making it up to president of the organization, or starting your own business. Whatever it is you want, you can apply these principles that we've been teaching you in the workplace. Don't be afraid of rejection. Don't be afraid of other people thinking, well, who's he? What's he going for? Who does he think he is? It's none of your business what they think. What's your business is making sure that you use these tools to begin accelerating your rise through the ranks so that you can be the star that you are.
Use these principles to wow yourself inside out. Everything's available to you with the secret of asking, surrounding yourself with a dream team, having a little scheme, and getting every good thing you want.